Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Marketing Spotlight, where we share the career journeys of Michigan State University marketing alumni. I'm your host, Katie Sadler, and today with us, we have Lindsay Grieve. Lindsay graduated in 2014 with a degree in marketing and a specialization in sales. She's now a CRM manager at Interior Define. Lindsay, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Katie. Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
We're excited to have you here. And Lindsay, it's great to talk with you. I'm personally very excited to catch up a little bit today. Just for context, Lindsay was actually one of my TAs on study abroad. So it's kind of full circle that I get to continue to learn from her in a format like this. So I love that.
Yes. Shout out to Gil Harrell. Best study abroad ever.
He must have just the largest alumni of study abroad participants of all of Michigan State at this point.
He has to, definitely.
So Lindsay, we're going to jump in today just with some rapid fire questions to get to know you on a personal level, and then we'll go into more questions about your career.
Cool.
So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Lindsay, describe yourself in three words.
I'd have to say that I am honest, first and foremost. I'm loyal and I'm fun and enthusiastic. I'm very passionate about anything that I choose to dive into.
Lindsay, what city are you in right now?
I'm in Detroit, Michigan, but if those who are familiar with the Metro Detroit area, I'm in Beverly Hills. We just bought our first house.
So exciting. Yes. Lindsay, what's one place that you believe everyone should travel to?
I used to say Europe, just because it's so magical and there's so much to learn and see there. But after just having come back from Hawaii, I think that that might be my new spot. It's amazing that it's in the United States and there is so much to do and learn, and the history of the islands is just, it's amazing.
Put it on your travel list. Lindsay, as a marketer, what is your favorite brand to follow?
Oh, this is a tough one. I have a few, and I think it depends on the category. Obviously, I have to say my own brand of Interior Define, who I work for. I think that they're a blast and their products are really unique. So it's ever evolving and there's so many different configurations that you can see in their furniture. But as a clothing brand, I always go back to Lululemon just because they keep it fun and light and motivational.
I love that. Lindsay, what's your favorite book?
Okay. Verity by Colleen Hoover. This book was a page turner and I could not put it down. I seriously think I finished it in a day. I was addicted.
Give us a one sentence summary.
It's just like Gone Girl. So it's a thriller and it always keeps you on your toes guessing what's going to happen next.
I'm definitely going to write that one down. Yes. Lindsay, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Definitely to be myself, no matter the situation or location. I think it's so often that people have a different personality at work than they do at home. And I think it's so important to just be your authentic self, no matter where you are or what situation you're in.
Lindsay, what's one thing that you wish you had done when you were a student?
I wish I would have gotten more involved in clubs. That's one of my biggest regrets now that I am a working professional. And every time I interview someone, I am so impressed with how involved students are on campus these days. I mean, there is so much to offer that the university has that I wish I would have tapped into a little bit more.
I definitely think resumes have only gotten more impressive since we left Michigan State.
Yes, I have read a few that I'm like, you're qualified to do my job. That's for sure.
Lindsay, what was your go-to study spot at MSU?
Definitely the quiet side of the library. I forget what side it was. Is that the east side?
I don't know. I was personally a law library person because I also liked the quiet.
Okay, we'll just go with the quiet side of the MSU main library because that's where you could always find me.
Love it. And then if you had to choose, would you choose MSU Dairy Store ice cream or grilled cheese?
Oh, definitely their ice cream. I was addicted and used to go get a scoop like in the middle of winter. I was crazy. So definitely an ice cream gal.
That was very definitive. I always have a hard time deciding.
I mean, you can't go wrong with either, but definitely ice cream always.
Very true. Okay, that was wonderful. Lindsay, thanks for doing all of our fun rapid fire questions. From here, we really just want to learn a little bit more about your career. So can you start by telling us about your career since you've left MSU and really just what that path has looked like for you?
Sure. So I interned with Ford back in 2013. I found the internship through the career fair at Michigan State. And then I joined the company full-time in the summer of 2014 after I graduated from Michigan State. When I joined their Ford Marketing College Graduate Program. which was a rotational program put in place to expose you to the three main areas of marketing within the company. I cannot recommend that enough to any students looking for a job out of college. If you can ask the company or find a company that offers a rotational program, I think that that does a wonderful job of setting you up for success, not only beginning in your career, but just further down in your career as well, because it gives you so many cross-functional opportunities and allows you to really understand the fundamentals of marketing at a given company. But in my 7 years at Ford, I had 5 different roles, each of them different from the last. I went all the way from advanced product marketing, working on a product that was coming to the marketplace 5+ years out, to helping launch the latest and greatest Bronco and Bronco Sport, all of which were amazing. And then after 7 years, I decided that my true passion is in fact not with cars, although I loved my time at Ford. I personally love interior design and wanted to do something in that space. So I stumbled upon Interior Define, and that is where I landed as the retention manager and now transitioning to cover all of their CRM.
Lindsay, there's a lot for us to unpack. So let's start maybe with, what was the most challenging role that you held? It sounds like you've had 6 or 7 roles in your career so far.
Yes, pretty wild to think about, but I'd say that the most challenging is actually the one I'm in right now. Challenging in the best way possible, because it's something I've never done before. And it's at a company that is on a smaller scale. I'd say that we're a little bit more advanced than a startup, but obviously not quite to scale as Ford Motor Company. So it's that beautiful in between. And you really are responsible for everything in-house, instead of having an agency like I had at Ford, who executed a lot of my initiatives. I am actually the one that is brainstorming the initiatives with the team and executing. So it is challenging in ways that A, I've never done before, but B, it's a beautiful thing that it's challenging, because I think it's going to set me up for a very successful career.
So Lindsay, let's talk a little bit about that current role. So you're currently a CRM manager, and growth marketing, retention, CRM, these are all buzzwords in marketing today. So can you give us an overview of like what the CRM space is?
Yes. So just to give you a high-level overview of everything that I touch and work on at Interior Define as a CRM manager, I oversee all of our email marketing, all of our SMS marketing. So anytime you get a text message from a company, that is a major new initiative that I'm working on for Interior Define. And then also all of our retention initiatives as well. So if you are a customer who has purchased from a company before, it is really important for that company to retain you and figure out how they can retain you and keep you coming back to their brand. Furniture, much like the auto industry, is a large ticket item purchase, big ticket item. So it's not often that you're coming back to the brand, but how can we make sure that you're happy with your Interior Define piece and coming back to Interior Define for years to come in the future? So I'd say those are my three biggest priorities, but really CRM is customer relationship management. So the focus of everything that we do as a CRM manager is putting the customer at the center and making sure that we're putting them first in everything that we do.
So this takes me back to, I think, marketing 300. And I remember in one of the textbooks, there's a statistic about how much more expensive it is to acquire a new customer than it is to retain a customer. So it sounds like that, like that's the entire focus of the role that you're in right now, is how do you maintain a more loyal customer base so you don't have to go out and constantly acquire new customers. Of course, you're always trying to do that, but you want to make sure that you can keep the ones that you already have.
Exactly. Yep. So the importance of retention in terms of a business outlook is that it drives increase in lifetime customer value. It also helps with your word of mouth advertising and advocates for your brand. So naturally, if you're someone who's happy with something you've purchased, you're going to tell your friends and family, right? It also ends up being more affordable to keep customers coming back to a brand than obtaining new customers. And it can make up a substantial amount of your business as well, if done properly.
So you highlighted a few of the different tactics that you use in your role for retention marketing. What would you say are some of the main hurdles that companies have when we think about retention today?
I'd say some of the main hurdles are a lot of times I think people tend to go directly to, okay, retention, I need to keep customers coming back to my brand. Well, that means loyalty. Okay, well, that turns into a loyalty program. But in turn, I think that it all comes down to the deeper fundamentals of retaining customers. It really comes down to customer service, quality of your product, and what products you're offering. And all three of those need to be focused on the customer and making sure that you're driving what your customer is demanding and listening to your customer. So customer service is a key crucial initiative in terms of retaining customers to your business. Product quality, like I said, is huge, making sure that you're keeping in touch with the merchandise team and making sure that the reviews of the products are getting back to the merchandise team and information that they need is there to help them iterate and continuously evolve the products, especially when you're a young company.
So Lindsay, as we think about the world that we're in today, with social media being such a huge avenue for companies to reach out to customers and to build customer loyalty bases, do you feel like customers are becoming more loyal to companies or less loyal to companies?
Ah, that's interesting, Katie. I've actually been doing some research on this myself in terms of customer loyalty programs and how do customers feel about them and how involved in them are they? And I read a stat somewhere that indicated that customers on average are part of 16 different loyalty programs.
Wow.
Yes. That doesn't mean that they're necessarily active in those loyalty programs, but I think it's a huge initiative, not only to keep customers coming back to a brand, but also attracting customers for the first time. I don't know about you, when I go to purchase, especially a big ticket item like furniture, I always look for what kind of incentives are out there for me to purchase from this brand first. Are there sales? Are there discounts in place if I refer someone? Are there discounts in place if I sign up for email? Are there some sort of loyalty program? So I think a loyalty program not only retains your customers and keeps them focused on how they can build their credibility with that brand and build their points if that's what the loyalty program is based on, but I think it can also attract new customers to the brand because it's an incentive for them to sign up and then purchase from you immediately after. So I think in turn, it's hard to say whether loyalty is increasing or decreasing, but I think it's ever evolving. I think it's constantly changing and you need to make sure that you are on top of the trends and competitive in the space that you're in.
What I think is so exciting about the space from a marketing perspective is every single touch point a consumer has with their brand, whether that be at delivery, at the point of purchase, when they call the call center, those are all opportunities to build loyalty, but they're also opportunities that can break loyalty. So like we as marketers need to have a really good understanding of every single touch point that our consumers may have with our brands, not just the brand initiatives necessarily.
Yes. And that's a huge part of growth marketing, Katie. I think that's the perfect segue into kind of elaborating a little bit more on that. Sometimes we think of brand marketing as like the end all be all of marketing, right? But I think brand marketing is focused more on developing messaging and the voice slash image of a brand, whereas growth is focused on driving volume and purchases or whatever interaction you're trying to get from your customers at that point in time, but it's focused on the whole life cycle of a customer. So from attracting customers to your brand to retaining them and keeping them loyal to your brand, like you said, you are focused on every element of the customer journey and every point in time that the customer is part of that journey. It also leads to be more of a cross-functional role as well, because you're working with CX, you're working with merchandise, you're working with product development, you're working with your research teams, R&D, you're working with your brand marketing teams to stay on top of understanding, you know, the marketplace, but you need to understand everything about the customer and the different points that you're interacting with the customer as well.
I love this area of marketing. I think that it's so interesting just to see how marketing is changing and evolving. And I think growth marketing is like really one of the buzzwords that we're hearing a lot about today, knowing that every experience can impact how we are growing our companies.
Yes.
So Lindsay, tell me, in this new role, what is one of the most exciting projects that you get to work on?
I think the biggest opportunity and exciting at the same time, but major opportunity is our email marketing. Right now, for those who are unfamiliar with Interior Define, we send emails almost daily to our customers. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, we're still learning, but it can be overwhelming when you hear that, right? Like, wow, I get an email daily from this brand. How many other brands am I getting daily emails from? And how clogged up is my inbox from brands that I'm subscribed to? So the biggest opportunity that I'm working on right now and most exciting because it's such a big opportunity is really digging into that and fully optimizing our email marketing and figuring out what is our best route forward in communicating with customers. What's the messaging? What does our tone of voice need to be? How do we come off as authentic and caring about the customer while also getting our point across and driving sales and in turn driving that repeat loyalty customer base?
Very cool. So Lindsay, pivoting just a little bit here, I alluded to it at the beginning of the podcast, but you were one of my TAs on study abroad. So you studied abroad, you TA'd on study abroad. How did that experience impact your career so far? Or how has it impacted your career?
Yeah, I think that's a really good, challenging question. And I think that studying abroad has impacted my career in one way in particular. And that's by, you know, when you're on study abroad, you're fully immersed in another culture and interacting with people from so many different places and different languages. And there's language barriers, there's communication barriers, there's all sorts of challenges that you encounter while studying abroad in a place that's a foreign language or a foreign country in general, because you've never been there. And you really need to adapt. And I think this ties directly to marketing in general, because you have to work cross-functionally. Almost every role I've had to work cross-functionally. And there are all different types of people and opinions and even languages, working at an international company at such as Ford, that you have to overcome and be patient with and understand. So you really need to be able to collaborate and communicate clearly in order to work cross-functionally. And I think study abroad really helped me with that in terms of how to navigate an unfamiliar space or place strategically and mindfully.
It sounds like a lesson that frankly could be applied almost in any aspect of a career or life. So, yes. So I think that's a great takeaway. Lindsay, one last question for you today. Is there any advice you wish you had had when you were a student?
I think I have two pieces of advice. For those who are looking for experience, no experience is bad experience. Don't box yourself into needing to be at a big company or needing to be at a major brand, because although that's a great place to start if you're fortunate enough to get that role, I'm being so honest when I say that any experience is great experience, no matter what company you end up at with. Just take the role, take the internship, get the experience under your belt, because you are going to learn something. It's going to lead you to new connections, whether that be at the company or at another company. So don't be so selective when picking an internship or even your first role out of college. There's just a lot of learning to be had. And then my second piece of advice is more once you join a company full time, remember to always be an advocate for yourself. This goes back to always authentically being yourself and showing up as your true self, no matter the situation. But then in turn, once you're at a company and you immerse yourself in the culture, in the company, in the role that you're in, always be an advocate for yourself and make sure that you voice your career goals and what your wants are, because you are in the driver's seat of your own career and you get to make the decisions.
Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us today. This was wonderful. And I love learning a little bit more about growth and retention in the entire CRM space.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast. Hopefully someone can learn something new and choose to follow Interior Define.
Absolutely. I'm sure our audience learned a lot of new things today, if nothing else, the definition of CRM. So thank you everybody for joining us today. If you're interested in connecting with Lindsay, you can find her on LinkedIn. Make sure you also check out the other episodes of the Marketing Spotlight. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, YouTube, and almost anywhere else that you can listen to podcasts. We'll see you next time.